Blog Talk Radio.
This is called being high as shit. For hours. That's the name of this song, nigga. High as shit for hours. Here we go. Yeah. American hypocrisy, oh let me count the ways. They came here seeking freedom, then they end up owning slaves. Justify the use of Christianity, which says religion don't mean shit, there's too much ego in the way. That's why ISIS is a crisis. But in reality, this country do the same shit. Take a life and call it righteous. Remember when Bin Laden got killed, supposedly, in the hotel lobby after a show. Was noticing these white ladies watching CNN covering the action. They read the headline and then they all started clapping. As if LeBron had just scored a basket at the buzzer. I stood there for a second, watched them high five each other. For real? I thought this was thou shalt not kill. But police still letting off on niggas in the field, claiming that he reached for a gun. They really think we dumb and got a death wish. Now somebody's son is laying breathless. When I was a little boy, my father lived in Texas. Pulled up in Toyota, drove that bitch like it was Lexus. Put my bag in his trunk and headed off for Dallas. Out there for the summer feeling just like I was Alice. Lost in the wonderland where niggas still suffering, just like they was back home, and that's wrong. So now fuck the government, they see my niggas struggling, and they don't give a fuck at all, and that's wrong. Yeah.
Type of shit to make you wanna. Type of shit to make you wanna let go. Type of shit to make you wanna.
I had a convo with the president, I paid to go and see him. Think about the things I said I'd say when I would see him. Feeling nervous sitting in a room full of white folks. Thinking about the black man plight, think I might choke, nope. Raise my hand to ask the man a question. Does he see the struggle of his brothers in oppression? And if so, if you got all the power and the clout as the president, what's keeping you from helping niggas out? Well, I didn't say nigga, but you catch my drift. He looked me in my eyes and spoke, and he was rather swift. He broke the issues down and showed me he was well aware. I got the vibe he was sincere and that the brother cared. But dog, you in the chair, what's the hold up? He said it's things that I wanna fix, but you know this shit, nigga, politics. Don't stop fighting and don't stop believing. You can make the world better for your kids before you leave it. Change is slow, always has been, always will be, but fuck that, I'ma bust back till they kill me. Change is slow, always has been, always will be, but fuck that, I'ma bust back until they kill me, feel me?
Type of shit to make you
alright, third verse.
Type of shit to make you wanna let go. Type of shit to make you wanna, yeah.
Here's a thought for my revolutionary heart. Take a deeper look at history, it's there to pick apart. See the people at the top, they get to do just what they want. Till after a while, the people at the bottom finally get smart. Then they start to holler revolution. Tired of living here in destitution. Fuck that looting, can you tell me what's the best solution? I used to think it was to overthrow oppressors. See, if we destroy the system, that means we'll have less of greed. But see, it's not that simple. I got to thinking about the history of human nature, why this instrumental played. Then I realized something that made me wonder if revolution was really ever the way. Before you trip and throw a fit over these words I say, think about this shit for a second. You heard the way the children in abusive households grow up knocking girlfriends out cold. That's called a cycle. Abuse becomes the abuser, and that's just how life goes. So understand, you get the power, but you know what power does to man. Corruption always leads us to the same shit again. So when you talk about revolution, dog, I hear just what you're saying. What good is taking over when we know what you're gonna do? The only real revolution happens right inside of you. I said, what good is taking over when we know what you're gonna do? The only real revolution happens right inside of you, nigga.
Type of shit to make you wanna
high for hours, nigga.
Type of shit to make you wanna let go.
Volume 1.
Type of shit to make you wanna. Type of shit to make you wanna let go.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed, this that I got. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon. then I serve. Yeah, that's him again. The sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch. Your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See, my pedigree most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offends you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why
DNA.
I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than race in recent years.
I live about my fucking life. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the going, sleeping in the pillar, sipping from a Grammy, barking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor, features out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter, Brock wearing sandals, yoga on a Monday, stretches in the banner, watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own. I don't camera stand, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light of skate. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, IDA. All's my life I had to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright, right?
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Alright, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day a sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure.
nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
You, I fight myself, I fight God, just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorstep. Life is living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture is coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray for me.
Your life depends upon it. Let me know, I bet you want it. Tell me you can't stay away. Love me with the love that's got no limits. Take it just as good as you can give it. Then give me more than I can take. I want just your body, I wanna be.
one thought about me, taking up all your time. I want you in so deep that you just can't keep your hands off from me.
Transformative Healing Mondays featuring our Queen Mother, Shaniqua Lino. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your question or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others, the host of this Transformative Healing series, the Transforming Healing Mother, straight out of New York City. Is New York in the house? They were now. My sister, Shaniqua Lino, in the building.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So sorry for the little delay. Beautiful, beautiful people. Grand afternoon. And I'm here to share some health, wealth, and empowerment with you. I definitely am so happy that you shared a platform with me. I really, really do appreciate that. And with that being said, and your warm invitations that you always have when I come on the show, thank you for that. You really set the tone. So today I'm speaking on motherhood, womanhood, and empowerment. And that's not to leave the brothers out, right? I think the best form of motherhood is a happy mother. And when we are nurturing from any point, whether it be our children or not, or our communities or not, you know, or we're just like growing something outside of ourselves. It could be, you know, others. It could be others that we're uplifting and empowering. We always need that balance, and with that balance, is always the best place that we find the best of our nurturing from. So, the brothers definitely, you know, are present when they are women that, or good men have been present when they are women that you see have those really, really wonderful abilities and exude their nurturing, you know, capabilities with whatever they touch. I strongly believe that, and that's been my personal experience. So moving, you know, right along, I want to share with you guys Dr. Savy's replica of the what they call a I think this is called the kidney cleanse, it's a detox parasite and egg cleanse, a detox parasite and egg cleanse, and it's not Dr. Sebi's. I want to be clear, it's a replica like it, just like it, and I used it and shared it, and it works pretty well. So here we go. If you get your pencils out, or if you have something to write on, you know, or you want to get your voice recorder going on your phone, then, you know, I'll give you a second to do so, and then I'm going to give the elixir here, the mix, all right, and how to use it. And besides that, I'm going to be sharing some information on some grants that the sisters could look into. I know a lot of talk of wealth has been in the air and getting open in businesses and, you know, putting our heads together. And a lot of that, sometimes it can't be done without being realistic of the obstacles that are, you know, present that we need to address and take care of so that there are no obstacles. Because I'm not into talking about or talking too long, rather, on the problems, but, you know, creating the solutions and finding them, so that we can move forward. So I know if it hurts one of us, it hurts, you know, all of us. So, you know, we need to be conscious to always want to help one another in that way. So, okay, I think I gave y'all some time to find your pens and pencils. So here we go with the parasite and egg detox. All right. You can take is 3 tablespoons of black walnut. But you put I have down a tablespoon, not 3, sorry, a tablespoon of a black walnut, all right, because it's pretty potent. Black walnut is potent. It expels various worms and parasites from the system, from the intestines. So you may want to be careful with how you use that, all right? So black walnut, 1 tablespoon. Blue vervain, 3 tablespoons. Chaparral, 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 3 tablespoons. Damiana, 3 tablespoons. Damiana, Damiana. As far as I'm concerned, it's spelled like that. Burdock root. Burdock, B-U-R-D-O-C-K, root, 2 tablespoons, and Damiana was 3 tablespoons. Sarsaparilla, S-A-R-S-P-A-R-I-L-L-A, 2 tablespoons. Elderberries, 3 tablespoons. Dandelion, the leaf and the root, 3 tablespoons. I have maca, M-A-C-A, 3 tablespoons. Wormwood, 3 tablespoons. Fennel, Greek, 3 tablespoons. They in some places call it cilantro, which is funny, but cilantro is not the same as a fennel Greek, but some call cilantro, but fennel Greek, 3 tablespoons. Hibiscus, H-A-B-I-S-C-U-S. H-A-B-I-S-C-U-S. Hibiscus, 3 tablespoons. Goji berries, 3 tablespoons. Bladderwrack, 3 tablespoons. And mullein, 3 tablespoons. Now, you can use and add mugwort to this, or angelica root, but some may say that may be too strong. This is already a really nice and potent mix here, but I would throw the mugwort and the angelica. Angelica, there is advisement that you don't mix angelica with other herbs when used because it's so strong. And I bear witness to it being able to like work itself really fast and really strongly with the things that I have used it for. So be careful with that. All right. And by the way, just my disclaimer, I'm not medically advising you. Please consult with your physicians. And on the last day, this is just my suggestion of herbal alternatives that may be helpful that I personally utilize. So you're going to mix this in a liter of water. Okay. And you drink 1 liter a day for 7 days. So you are trying to make their 7 liters. All right. You may want to add in a 30-minute workout if you can. You don't have to, but it would be great if you did. And if you can't take a 30-minute workout, 15 minutes, you can't take a 15-minute workout, 5 minutes. And your workouts don't have to look like, you know, anything from the Rocky Balboa movie, but you do and can be very creative. 5 minutes, I always tell people that find like a hard time just getting started. One of your favorite tracks is 5 minutes. So pick 3 songs, and that's 15 minutes right there you have. And if you choose to do that in the day or you choose to do that in the night, you know, or even at lunch, you take 15 minutes of your lunchtime. For those that are more orderly, maybe come to work with your lunch and stuff, or you have 15 minutes out of, you know, work time that you can utilize. Or if you're not working and there is a time that you can find 15 minutes of the day in, you know, depending on what your schedules are like, that's 3 songs, 15 minutes. You know, and do at your measure what you can take and make sure you are observing yourself so you can pace yourself at what, you know, you can and do and what you are becoming more stronger at being able to do. I won't even use the word can't. That's not even necessary when we are moving forward towards being our greatest selves. You know, it's all about getting it done, what we can do and what works for us to make it possible. All right. And well, that's the type of empowerment that I want to give to people that are looking to make better changes in their lives. You know, it's all about your health. That is truly your wealth. Okay. So again, you're going to drink a liter a day for 7 days, right? If you can, and let's say if you can't get that them 7 days in, or, you know, the whole liter down, it's okay. You know, just get it. Just get it in your system. All right, and before you get any of that, take the mix that you make and put a little bit on your wrist, behind your ear, and on the tip of your tongue. If there should be any reaction that you do get, you know, pay attention and decease and see what could be causing the reaction, because safety is first. All right, there's a lot of things that we could take, and it doesn't mean that they're not effective, but they may not be effective for you and how you need to utilize it and the way you need to utilize it, and that's important. You know, you can be harmed from using herbs, and if you don't know how, you can, you know, cause others to harm themselves as well. So a 30-minute workout, right, is at your pace, and you want to have no solids. Fruits and vegetables only, if you can handle that. Again, if you can, and I'm not trying to set a weak mindset, all right, but if you can, you want to have only fruits and vegetables during this 7 days that you would use this detox, all right? And if you want to add in some green smoothies 2 times a day, you could do that too, okay? So There we go with the parasite and egg of parasite detox cleanse. That is mirror imaging of Dr. Sebi's mucus detox. All right. And I'm going to move on to my next share of information. This is about womanhood, motherhood, and empowerment. So, is there anybody on the line, brother, that are looking to chime in or that are calling in before I move forward? Brother, you there? Okay, I think you probably stepped off for a second. So, let me just continue on. For the sisters that are having a hard time and they have made concerns to me about vaccination, this is my personal experience, okay? I have a child who is in daycare. He's of daycare age, and now he's in school and is in public school system. For me, in order for me to keep my child care in place, and because I do get assistance with it, and or him to go to public school, they have threatened me with, you know, he needs to have his shots. And there's ways that I've danced around that, moved, you know, away from it, and up until this point, you know, have gotten out of it in some way, shape, or form. But I'm still being harassed with it. So I would just say the things that I have accomplished and how I can help some of you and some of you, your endeavors to try to lean away from, you know, dealing with these situations. And before I go there, I just wanted to make it be known that it's called the Harlem Vaccine Forum. Some of the keynote speakers that are going to be present is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's the founder of the Children's Health Defense, Dr. Gary Gall, who is the best-selling author of radio host, movie producer. They have down here Rex, Dr. Philip Valentine L, who's a doc. They have him down as the Doctor of Hygiene Science, teacher and author. Doctor of Hygiene Science, and he's a teacher and an author. Mary Hotland Esk, best-selling author, attorney, and activist. Miss Sheila Ely, who is an activist in the African American community, and Professor Curtis Kopp, who's hosting it, and he's the author and president of Scholars Committee NAN. All right. They're also featuring Mitchell Cohen, who is the best-selling author on Monsanto's Roundup, Reverend Walter Sotelo, who's an advocate for religious exemptions. Dr. Shakira Moore, who is a holistic practitioner, parent activist, who also contribute. And this is happening at NAN on Saturday, October 19th, 2019, at the National Action Network on 106 West 145th Street in Harlem. And the time will begin at 11:30 a.m. sharp. And it is free admission. So, again, there will be a Harlem Vaccine Forum being had on how to learn the true scientific and legal facts from a panel of health legal experts. All right? And it is going to be free. It is Saturday, October the 19th, 2019, at the National Action Network. Shout out to Gregory Harris over there doing the filming. And his work there. I hope they get this on film and pass this around. On 106 West 145th Street, Harlem, New York, in Harlem, New York, and it starts at 11:30 sharp, and it's free admission. All right. So if anybody didn't get that, and you want to me to send you a flyer, or you want to view the flyer of it, I have it in my group, Conscious Movement, on Facebook. And you can view it there. I have it posted as an announcement. So as soon as you come into the group, you see it. It's the Conscious Movement with the Tree of Life. All right. So for those that have questions about vaccines and papers and forms and things of that nature, you know how to what's the laws on it in different states. There's another very very comprehensive site. I believe it's ZLAG. www.womenhoodandempowerment.org. I'm going to see if I get it for you guys right now. Give me one second. And it is extremely versatile regarding information on what you can use to prevent yourself from having a situation at, some of these public schools and regarding your rights, all right? A lot of you are not aware that when you breastfeed or when you, nurse, whatever you have been exposed to, your breast milk, the nursing milk that is offered to the baby is, especially in the colostrum, it is made for the baby an antibody that the baby is able to create for herself. And the milk is so powerful that it literally does this, like, as soon as the baby interacts, and gets and digests of it. The only thing is, on tests, because some of the levels, right, that it has to be at, according to the Department of Mental Health and Hygiene, for you to reflect a number that is high enough for you the child to be recognized that their system is immune, has to reach a certain level. So the child has to be possibly a certain age by, which you can see this on tests and from in blood work. So what I did was, because my son was old enough at this point, which, that makes sense. You're not going to put some of you actually do have to put your children in daycare at early stages. So it may not reflect, but you can still request. By 5 years old, for those of you that are, looking to put the child in sometime after you stay home with the children, or you haven't had them in school, or you've been able to keep them out of, public service facilities, you then can request at the doctor's office that they test the blood against the inoculations, the very vaccines they're looking to give your children. They can't tell you no. And they can say that they need a reason, or the billing, won't allow it. The reason is you nursed your child. If you nursed your child for at least 3 months, this should be able to reflect and show in their blood that they are immune, that they have an immunity to these vaccinations that they're given, because you had them. And if you had them, you're going to pass that on to your child. Whatever's in your blood, you give to your child. Whatever you caught in your life, if you caught the flu, if you caught the measles, you caught something from another country, and you're alive and still well, you have it in your blood and you pass that to your child, but you pass the antibody to it to your child through your nursing milk. This could be research and shown in a laboratory. So all I can tell you is that I had this done with my son. I was sitting in there and I was so scared and I was chiming because I was like, I know I'm not letting them give my son his vaccination. So what am I going to do? And Spirit gave me that, and I'm telling you, when we have the best intentions to protect ourselves and our offspring, and those around us, if, we are sitting and meditating strong enough, that energy is that strong for you to hear the answers. But sometimes we just don't listen and we panic and we don't think clearly. So they took the blood work from my son, and when it came back, sure enough, he tested positive to have immunity to the shots they were trying to give him, except one. One was a little low. So because of that shot, they was like, oh, you have to come back. He's not, vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But for those, you got to put it in the system that he actually showed that he is, immune. And you can't tell me no, because it's right there in the blood work. So, they couldn't argue with that. And I told the doctor before she did the test, because she didn't want to, I said, legally, if he shows immunity, then you can't give him the shot. If he tests that he's immune, right? She said, well, no, because, he has it. And I said, okay. So I said, as far as the series are concerned, because they have to, give the shots more than one time, I said, how do you do that? She's like, well, there's levels, And I said, okay, great. So this is why I got into the whole, what age and by what time you show enough of it, in your blood and such and so forth. So all I'm telling you is that works. That is real work that you can get done. And it definitely would be proof that this child had, you know, was inoculated, was a vaccine, was exposed, excuse me, to the vaccine they're trying to give them. So there goes your prevention there with some of you that are dealing with this and you don't necessarily want to deal with it. So I'm going to move on, and thank you very much again for having me on the show. I'm going to though chime into some other another part that I want to be able to give, and I hope that everybody is able to hear the event that's being thrown. Again, that's Saturday, October 19th, 2019, the National Action Network, 106 West 145th Street in Harlem, 1130 Sharp, and it's free admission. There. Excuse me, guys. Which is they are welcoming me. Okay, daddy. Okay. Well, Capital One is having a excuse me. Capital One is having an event, and it, for those for the motherhood and the empowerment and the support of the mothers that are looking to open up businesses or with families where you are communal living or you're polygamous or you're by yourself and single, but the whole point is you looking to better yourself financially. The Personal and Small Business Credit 101 training is being had. It's a free workshop. Excuse me, it's a workshop open to all who want to know how to manage their credit and use credit to expand their business. Again, it's a free workshop, and it's teaching how to use credit to expand your business. It is going to be held October the 19th as well. It's the same day as the other event, but, you know, you pick and choose. Maybe you might not be close enough or the time might not be maybe different. It's October 19th, 2019. 9:30 to 12:45. Excuse me. 9:30 to 12:45, 1305 Lewis 9 Boulevard, and that's Bronx, New York 10459. Pardon, you guys. You have to RSVP, and this is the website, WHEDCOCREDIT. That's WETCOCREDIT101.eventbrite.com. The number is, excuse me, come on. The contact, sorry, that's what happens when you got nice out family. The contact is 718-839-1124. 718, again, 839-1124, and that's a personal or small business credit free workshop for those of you that want to learn how to expand your business using credit. All right, and WETCO is over that with Capital One, joining with Capital One. I'm going to share this other information with you all, and I'm sorry for the interruption. Oh, and let me get this website for you, for you guys, brother. Are you there? Okay, well, all right, it's www.vaclib.org, so V-A-C-L-I-B.org. It's a vaccine-conscious website. The website is full of law, personal, and educational information by professionals that are against vaccines and that are there to inform and help on how you can address and go about pulling different forms for your teachers, the doctors that you are seeing and or dealing with certain legal issues that have arisen from you refusing to or not wanting to vaccinate your children. And by the way, don't ever tell a doctor that you refuse a vaccine. You can say that you want more information. You can say that you are wanting to reschedule, but don't say that you refuse to give your child a vaccine. That is medical negligence that they can hit you with, and you can see an ACS case for that. Or well, I know people that have. All right. As long as you know alternative, you can inform them of the alternative you prefer, and that's not illegal. And you can say that you wish to use those means as opposed to the ones that they are giving you. And again, if not, if you find yourself in a confrontation with a doctor that is unwilling, then notify your health insurance and get things in black and white. Everything in black and white. Never do anything with your emotions, and don't sit there and have conversations drawn and drawn out, you know, and then get security called on you and wind up signing papers that you don't know what you're signing or doing things you don't want to do, you know, unknowledgeable. So, again, that's www.vaclib.org, V-A-C-L-I-B.org. And there goes the forms you need, exemption forms, lawyers, forums, organizations, parent support groups, and all types of stuff that is very, very, very intricate in how to deal with the vaccine situation that they are putting on us. And they have taken away the exemption for religious exemption, but there's always loopholes, and you guys have to become more astute with pulling this information for yourself so you can contact, you know, those that are up in head and request through the FOIA Act the actual means of this of these new implications that have been, you know, put through and that of how they affect us regarding vaccine. So you can request those laws and articles and everything else through the FOIA Act, but you got to know the number. So, yeah, don't call and don't know the number. You have to know the number, all right? Excuse me, guys. Please don't do that. Excuse me. All right, here goes starting out in grant writing. These are just some general do's and don'ts. Before you apply, there's a preparation. For those of you that are looking to get in or want grant writing information and what it is that you need to do and what's the application purpose, there's a great place to go to if you're in New York. It's called the Foundation Center. And that's the grant library where they offer a whole host of support to you people that are trying to start not-for-profit organizations, which you don't necessarily have to focus on not-for-profit. You can get for-profit information out of there, you know, and personal business information and both. And there's a way that you can link private business ventures with not-for-profit ventures, which actually consume a whole lot of money. Just look at Columbia University. And you guys could get on LinkedIn and see how much partners and how much real estate that they've acquired in New York. Like, and they are a not-for-profit and a for-profit co-link. There, it's very interesting how a lot of us just don't know how to understand what some of these business partnerships and what these business limitations and definitions and means, like what some of these things legally mean. And when I say limitations, where like you may start a not-for-profit organization and think that when you just start the not-for-profit, you can get all this money and move and wiggle around, and you can. But there's certain ways to do it, and there's certain things you can't do when you have a not-for-profit, and there's others that it will work for you. And then there's situations where you would want to have a for-profit co-partner or link so that monetarily you can't be followed the way or responsible the way you would from a not-for-profit. And not-for-profits belong to the community, so you don't own it. You know, you just can be looked at as the co-founder, and you must have a board, and it got to be at least three people on that board minimum to start a not-for-profit. That's the one. So you can't just do whatever you want to do, and there's laws and rules and regulations that you have to abide by the government that you have to be open to. And some people that have issues with the LGBT community, issues with certain let's say you don't want to be culturally, you know, receptive of all, you know, people. You just want to do something for maybe just, you know, African American people. You just want to do something for Indian people, Asian people, or what have you. You can't do that, you know, with not-for-profits. For the most, you know, there's laws that can have you have your organization taken and you taken up on some serious charges. So you have to be careful when you're looking into things, how you the information that you've gathered before you go and attempt to do these things. And it's nice, people are, the big thing is start an LLC, but there's ways that you have to sign and there's ways that you have to establish the LLCs in order to be in the benefits that you're looking to get, you know, from starting. Excuse me, please move from here. You cannot have that type of setup and then still be so-called prosperous. Okay, so sisters, I just want, for those of you that are looking to do that, I just want you to just be aware so you don't find yourself in a situation where, you know, a lot of what we see others doing, we're just following and we're not really, you know, informed well of. So here, I'm just going to share this with some of you, and whatever it is that you do, you know, I support you and want to just, you know, make sure that you feel empowered and that you have enough information and enough courage to know that you can. Come on, you guys. I'm actually, like, speaking on a radio platform here, and you guys keep on coming and doing that. That's really not right. Could you inform them to go to the back, please? Because they're talking to you. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, I know we don't have much time. It's, like, maybe 10 minutes left or so. So I'm starting out. And grant writing, these are just some general do's and don'ts, and I'm available, and I know others that could make themselves available for the professional means of which you're looking for your information, and I have a whole host of resources and outlets. And for those of you, I just want to throw in here, you know, as well, for sisters that don't have a lot of support, you know, don't be afraid to ask. I think a lot of what we fail to attain is because we don't ask, we don't step out, and we don't, you know, reach out. And regardless of what a lot of, our social platforms may mention that there's no support, that, you know, I don't believe that. And I've seen so much more support being given on different levels here recently, and it's just, it's really nice. Like, we can do a lot together. We can be very much more supportive and have been being. There's a lot more people that are getting into their health, that are getting into financially building together and supporting one another financially. So, you know, just find yourself in those circles so that you can find those answers that you're looking for, or that help that you're looking for, you know, or that guidance that you're looking for. There are people that will share their information and don't want $1,000 from you if they know you really can't afford it, or they'll be willing to work with you, you know, to see how they can help you, even if it's something that you can't, you know, pay for and they can still help you with. So, again, be optimistic, you know, and put yourself in a position to find that information. And you can find me on Facebook, Shaniqua Lino. I share that information all the time. A sister named Kay Love, she's into real estate. She invites those who are serious, though, and are willing and want to do and get into real estate. She will help the sisters. This is what she actually does, you know, on her own, you know, for her personal time. And there's, like, several sisters that I know that are into real estate, and they do very well, and they're willing to help sisters that are interested in attaining land and property. I myself am trying to also start I'm going to. It's just a matter of the time. A woman's refuge where training can be had. If you're running from domestic violence, you're able to come and get the spiritual and, you know, physical and mental and emotional uplift that you need. Your children are welcome. You know, there will be a living housing quarter where you can get yourself back on your feet. And from there, leave also with some type of trading, licensing, you know, and a different mindset than the one which you came with. And I also want to go from there to opening one for just, like, families complete. But I'm starting with the sisters because we're the first teachers. So whatever we're ailing from, whatever we're having issues with, it starts with us. And until we're right, like, nothing else actually will be able to get right. So mothers that are abusing their children, or in abusive situations, or have, you know, just abusive mindsets where you do things to put yourself in situations because you're unknowledgeable, you know, and that self-love and care is not there. It's not to blame, it's to get better, you know, and find out what is the problem. So it's a women's refuge that I am going to build, and there's over maybe 50 women that wanted to join and wanted to be a part of it, and I'm kind of like really elated at that because I didn't think they would be interested, you know, and I threw it out there, and it was like, I'm definitely interested and I want to work with you. And that right there is something that whoever wants to join on board, please do let me know, you know, and I have some people that are willing to work with the blueprints, you know, and the land acquirement. We're working on that too, and I'm going to be very transparent with how things are coming along, what we're doing, and everybody's voice is going to be respected, you know, and listened to. So if you're interested, again, please do reach out and let me know. The group is Conscious Movement with the Tree of Life, and there's a part of that I'm leaning and making towards that, so that we can all utilize this support that we need amongst each other, for each other, and by each other. We could do it, and it's definitely necessary. All right. So again, guys, please excuse me, Taylor and Bryce. Can you please go to the back? Yeah, it's not always easy, y'all. Sometimes you have serious distractions or people that are not all that supportive, you know, and at the end of the day, we can't focus on that. We got to focus on those that are willing and what we can eliminate as distractions and move forward. So starting out in grant writing, right, before you apply, preparations. Do know your organization's strengths and weaknesses and be realistic with that. What are you offering? Some of our ideas are all over the place. We have good intentions, but we don't have good structure. What are you trying to offer? Do evaluate your organization's capacity to implement and operate the project and manage the grant. Money managing and business budgeting and just budgets, period, in some of our personal lives are a total catastrophe. Once you are looking to write a grant, you need to have a strong budget plan. Nobody that's going to give you $500,000 or anything over $10,000, you know, seriously, are going to give it to you if they can't see how the money will be returned or made, you know, useful. So you're going to have to be able to show, you know, what it is that you are going to use the money for, and how so, if a return is being looked to see, how that return is going to be made. You know, 5 to 10 year budget plans are preferable. So I wouldn't recommend anything less than 5 to 10 years that you able to reflect in a budget plan what you're going to do with money or what you need the money for. All right. Do prepare in advance. Research the funding environment, including funding sources and their priorities. Familiarize yourself with general requirements. Gather documents and get a DUNS number. You can get that off the fedgov.dnb.com/web/form/pages/ccrsearch.jsp. All right. Register with SAM, the System for Award Management, at https://www.sam.gov/sam. All right, do check announcements regularly. Do describe for grant.gov notices. Do subscribe for grants.gov notices. Grants.gov is not the only website that offer grants and information. It's several. It's quite a few of them, and I have posted that in Conscious Movement as well if you want access. Do collaborate with local community agencies. Like, that's one of the best things you can do is network. I gave an example the other day of how there's an organization that has over 99 partners, a Jewish organization that focuses on disability services, and they have over 99, you know, partners. And if you look at how much money they pull in from just one, it's just amazing. We could solve a lot of our issues with just one doggone organization, and I'm not even joking, and probably, you know, 25 different communities alone, you know, and we don't see it that way because we always we first of all, we don't understand, you know, and have good financial literacy teaching, and we also don't understand seriously, for real, the power in unity and unifying, whether it be our businesses, you know, our personal our strength of those that have knowledge of things that others don't. You know, that's all a mean of community, of unity, how we come together and utilize those things to empower and create power in our ciphers. But we are getting to some a lot of that, and a lot of people are utilizing that, and they are doing big things, and they are making moves. And I'm going to give some of the names of those people. I'm going to just get through this and then, you know, give the platform back to the brotherhood that invited me on the radio show. Do collaborate with local community agencies. Again, do take steps to ensure your agency has the appropriate staff and resources on its own or through partnerships. Don't chase money into unknown territory. Okay, you need to be aware, you know, of what you're, who you're asking from and what you're asking to do. Sometimes affiliating your organization with the wrong people, you know, can cause a mean of disruptive, you know, engagement and a lack of the better support you may be looking for. You know, watch how you word things, watch how you introduce your organization, because all of that does mean something. Even though some of us say, I don't want to be a part of that, but if you're going to be a part of it and play the game, you have to do it right. And if you don't know what you're doing, you definitely could be wasting your time. And because everybody wants to feel a part, and when everybody feels a part of something, you know, you, of course, you have more support. And then some things you can't, it can't matter if everybody feels apart. You know, if it's for a certain goal with a certain mission, you know, then that's when you may want to privatize it, you know, and it's like, no, this is not for everybody, you know, type of thing. And even then, because of living under some of the jurisdiction that we are under, you have to know how to bring that forth so you're not in a problem. The application process, all right, do look before you leap, read the announcement thoroughly. Do develop a timetable that help you organize your efforts. Do take advantage of opportunities to obtain additional information. Do make contact with the point of contact, POC, identified in the announcement to clarify all questions and concerns before you submit the proposal, okay? Some people just like are like, oh, whatever, at least I'll just get it done. I'll find out after. But sometimes that that mistake you made, it can't be undone. And if when you go to do, you already put things on file that you probably don't necessarily want. Do and it may cost you money to undo it. Do follow the instructions, examples, closing dates, format, attachments. Make sure that you're aware of all that. If you have to put it up on your refrigerators, calendar stickies, you know, in the office in a bright light, you know, run through a header, whatever it is, do that. Do put your best foot forward. Be neat. Be organized and proofread. There are some people that you just can't leave certain paperwork with, and if you know that, then don't. Make sure your stuff is, you know, together. They have so many different apps now that you can actually run your applications through to see if at least just the wording is grammatically correct. You know, there's no need for us to have to send things with the grammatic structure of a third grader. Do ask someone who hasn't written a proposal to review it before submission. Do keep a copy of the grant application you submitted. Do submit a proposal if you haven't read the request. Excuse me, don't submit a proposal if you haven't read the request for proposal, the RFP, which is usually called RP, okay? Request for proposal, RFP. Don't include old or generic letters of support. Don't eliminate yourself by missing the filing date or not including necessary information. And don't work against yourself. All right. Writing application proposals, do write the grant reviewer in mind and be descriptive. Do ensure that your project goals and objectives match the priorities of the grant announcement. Do be clear about how the target population and community will benefit from the proposed program. A lot of the times, it's not that you had a bad idea, you didn't have it for the right place. If you're gonna offer after school programming, you may not want to put it in the senior community. They don't need after school. They they may need a senior daycare center. They may need, you know, a place where they can come and utilize for their population and for their age group. So you may want to change the initiatives around, right? That type of thing. You know, do follow instructions about format, font, and type size. Those things could get your stuff reversed and sent back. Don't make assumptions that grant reviewer is familiar with your organization or your community and its needs. You know, make sure that you are very descriptive in that way. You know, it also just shows the accuracy and it shows the legitimacy and the seriousness of your organization, you know, and what you are mentioning in your mission statement. You know, it actually follows through with everything else that you're writing down in review. Don't use acronyms or agency jargon. Don't inflate the budget and don't forget the budget justification. You need to be able to justify what's in the budget through your mission statement and throughout that proposal. It needs to correlate. After the submission, patience. Do track your application. Do find out what projects were funded, like similar projects, so that you can review them, you can pull them, you can look at them. Some of these are made of public view, and you can look at them and see what needs to be written. That could be very helpful for those of you that, like, feel a little ways about writing. Maybe you don't know how to describe what your mission it needs to be or what you want to do, but you know what you want to do. You know, you can pull like projects and see what was written that actually were funded. Do apply to be proposal reviewer. Do apply to be a proposal reviewer. Don't be discouraged. All right. You guys could actually take on different means in the grant world and business world, and important sources of information, you know, are always necessary. You know, people always need. That's why you are on this, you know, platform now. If you're listening, you know, if I caught your attention, because I'm portraying myself as a source of information. This is what I'm being utilized for right now. Opening funding opportunities, tutorials, and subscriptions. All right. You can also offer, you could blog and put this stuff, you know, in blog. You know, we all could be helpful in different ways. You don't necessarily have to be the one creating. You could be the one that helped create it. All right. Such as myself right now. I serve on both ends. Sometimes you can do both. All right. Again, grants.gov, assistance listings. You can find at https /beta.sam.gov has officially replaced the catalog of federal domestic assistance. Formerly, that was at www.cfda.gov. All right, data, the U.S. Census Bureau, state and local agencies, clearinghouses. You wanna utilize all of those. Okay, especially the Census Bureau. The Census Bureau is yours so much for funding and for business. You just have to know how to research it. I went to school for sociology. That was one of my majors. And the way that they use the census is profound. It's none of which some of us have at our understanding. It is really, really intricate. You can find out some serious detailed research data and information for your zip codes, outside of your zip codes, for missions that people have put in your area to take over land and property. You wouldn't even know. It's just amazing. You got to learn how to use that census, and I'm not a fan of it, but definitely it can be utilized to your benefit to turn the tables. And we need to learn how to use it, because it is extremely resourceful, and there's a lot of information in there that a lot of us don't know how to use and could use to our avail, to get money, funding, sourcing, and get control of our community. All right? Keep current professional journals, offices of planning research and evaluation, clearinghouses, information centers. Another is the HHS Center for Faith and Opportunity Initiative. All right? The website is www.hhs.gov/about/agencies/IEA/partnerships/index.html. You could become a grant reviewer, all right? Examples, through the Children's Bureau. You could become a grant reviewer through the Children's Bureau. That website is HTTPS for mothers that are looking to start businesses. You may not have the time. Well, take your time to learn how. And you could become part of what you want to actually have in the future. So that's what the Children's Bureau. You could become a grant reviewer https://rrm.grantsolutions.gov/agency/portal/cb.aspx. Family and Youth Services, you can become a grant reviewer through there. https://www.reviewerregistry.net. reviewerregistry.net/FYSB/. You can become a grant reviewer through the Health Resources Services Administration. That website is www.hrsa.gov/grants/reviewers/index.html. The Foundation Center, which is what I gave you guys in the beginning, website is foundationcenter.org, and they are located at 320 Slip 24 Floor, New York, New York, 10005. The telephone number is 212-620-4230. I'm a personal member, so I'm going to let you know now that it is free to become a member. You can utilize their place for free. They have web shops for free. They have even sometimes coaches that come out and look to, you know, be assisting in opening up organizations. That's what they do there. And it's a database of over 100,000 donors, philanthropists that give money and, you know, are part of initiatives for funding and sourcing and teaching and training through the Foundations Center, which is the Grants Library. Again, on 320 Slip 24 Floor, New York, New York, 10005. And there are also other initiatives that you can take a part of. I will share that as well in the group. Actually, I've shared some of it, but it's a whole lot of it that I have, where they will help you start the legal part and process. Please, why would y'all do that right there? I'm speaking on the show. Excuse me. That's really not right. Do you have to do that right there? This is family, y'all. Anyway, I'm gonna have to log off and for another time. If you look into get to me or contact me, my numbers are 347-310-3215. I could be reached at personally. My Facebook name is Shaniqua Lino. It's my whole name, Shaniqua. My last name is Lino, Lino. I'm an oracle, a seer, a healer, a medium, and I also am into community development, real estate. I'm an educator and entrepreneur. So I dip and dab in a few things, and I'm willing always to be assisting and helping wherever I can. And if you need me for that purpose or reason, please do reach out or join either one of my groups, Conscious Movement with the Tree of Life or Ancient Heart Readings with the Azurite Stone. And sorry for the disruption. You know, that's my shoe bears with their dad. So I'm going to chime off now. And, brother, I'm going to give the floor back to you. Thank you so much. If anybody want any of these websites, I have posted them and put them up in my group. And, again, I could be reached out and contacted at your convenience, you know, or at your request. All right? And peace and love. Brother, you there? Knowledge, you there? Oh, wait. Okay, I think. Did he fall asleep on us? If there's any callers that are in queue, I'll take some of their questions or insight now.